Chapter 93. Out in the lagoon, Agent Bruder had stopped in his tracks. The halogen beam of his Tovatec penlight had just picked up the sharp glint of metal up ahead on the submerged cistern floor. Barely breathing, Bruder took a delicate step closer, cautious not to create any turbulence in the water. Through the glassy surface, he could now make out a sleek rectangle of titanium bolted to the floor. Zobrist's plaque. The water was so clear, he could almost read tomorrow's date and accompanying text. In this place, on this date, the world was changed forever.
Think again, Bruder mused, his confidence rising. We have several hours to stop this before tomorrow.
Picturing Zobrist's video, Bruder gently inched the flashlight beam to the left of the plaque, searching for the tethered Soljeblan bag. As the beam illuminated the darkened water, Bruder strained his gaze in confusion.
No bag.
He moved the beam farther to the left, to the precise spot where the bag had appeared on the video. Still nothing.
But it was right here.
Bruder's jaw clenched as he took another tentative step closer, sweeping the beam slowly around the entire area.
There was no bag.
Only the plaque. For a brief, hopeful instant, Bruder wondered if perhaps this threat, like so many things today, had been nothing but an illusion.
Was it all a hoax? Did Zobrist just want to scare us?
And then he saw it. To the left of the plaque, barely visible on the lagoon floor, lay a limp tether. The flaccid string looked like a lifeless worm in the water. At the far end of the string was a tiny plastic clasp, from which hung a few tatters of Soljeblan plastic. Bruder stared down at the frayed relic of the transparent bag. It clung to the end of the tether like the tattered knot of a popped party balloon. The truth settled slowly in his gut.
We're too late.
He pictured the submerged bag dissolving and breaking apart, its deadly contents spreading out into the water and bubbling up to the surface of the lagoon. With a tremulous finger, he flicked off his flashlight and stood a moment in the darkness, trying to gather his thoughts. Those thoughts turned quickly to prayer.
God, help us all.
Agent Bruder, repeat!
Sinsky shouted into her radio, descending halfway down the stairwell into the cistern, trying to get better reception.
I didn't copy that.